This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we're joined by Beverly golf coach Craig Wiley. Craig, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
All right. Craig, I want to get an update from you on Beverly golf so far this fall and a little bit about a note or two, a player note or so. But let's begin right with this year's team. What has happened so far for Beverly golf this year?
So far, we have a 4-1 record. We lost our first match of the season to Masco, but with a young team, we've kind of gotten back on track and have won our last four in a row.
All right. So, who has been scoring for you guys so far this year?
This year, we've got our freshman Anthony Barrow. He's actually playing our number one spot right now, along with our junior Lucas Carboni. So those two are playing our 1-2 spot right now with our number one player out.
You're missing a player right now?
Yeah, we're missing our captain right now.
Who is that?
Will Ryan.
Okay, all right. And then any other notes, any other player notes, Craig, you could share with us, other players that are scoring there?
Right now we have Jonah Bellew and Henry Robinson have been playing pretty consistent lately for us, along with our junior Thomas Simeone.
Now, I wouldn't think it's completely unusual, but is it unusual to have a freshman as your number one?
Normally, yes, but he has come in with a lot of golf IQ, very consistent player, has played in many junior events leading up to high school already, so that's kind of helped him be so consistent.
Gotcha. And as far as your wins, you mentioned you had the one loss to Masco, but what was your most recent win?
So last week we were victorious over Swampscott over at Beverly Golf and Tennis.
All right, got it. Yeah.
And unfortunately, the last couple of two matches have been the last two have been rained out because of the weather and the stuff going on down south.
Yeah, exactly right. So no golf then. Tell me about, you've got a couple of guys that are still playing golf that graduated off of last year's team, last year's 13-0 team. What can you share with us? What have you heard from them?
From what I've heard, I know we graduated seven seniors last year. Our number one, which is Aiden LeBlanc, he's playing for IUP, Indiana University of Pennsylvania, which is just outside of Penn State, I believe, right around Penn State. He's already been contributing to the team. I do believe they're 1-0 or 2-0 in the season, but he's played a couple of matches, and I know one tournament he played in, he shot back-to-back, I think 74-75 at that event.
Wow, okay.
We do have a couple of other players that are contemplating playing club golf at the schools that they're at. So I know they're focusing on their studies, but I know I've got a few players. One's attending South Carolina, Ole Miss, Colorado State. So I've got them branched all over the country. And the good thing is they're continuing to want to play golf.
No, that's absolutely great. In some areas that probably have better golfing weather than right here in Beverly, right?
Yeah, some places, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Craig, what can you share with us about last year's team? That was a special group, wasn't it? 13-0 record and so on.
It was. I mean, 13-0 record. D2 North champions, winning the D2 North by I think 13 strokes. I mean, they really set the goal high, and they really they lived up to what they were looking to do. Finishing fifth, tied for fifth in the state championship. All credit to them. They put the time in, they put the effort in, and, you know, they really did play for each other. You know, they bought into the system, they trusted it, and the results were there.
And finally, Craig, what can you tell me? I know the season is very young. We're just a couple weeks into September here, but can you share anything with us or any note or observation about the Northeastern Conference so far this year?
Well, I know the Northeast is strong. Some of the teams are 4, 5, or 6 deep. I know Marblehead has started off the season very well. They, I do believe, are 4-0 or 5-0 right now on the season, from what I can tell from the paper, along with Masco. Like, we played Masco our first match. They're very strong. They're coming off of qualifying for the D2 state championship last year. So the competition's there. It's just, you know, kind of seeing where everybody kind of ends up at the end of the season, I guess.
All right. And, okay. Craig, anything else you want to share with us about?
Going to some of the events outside of high school, seeing all the players playing, recognizing the players, shows me that, you know, golf in the North Shore is getting stronger, or is strong, or as strong as ever. And, you know, the kids are enjoying playing the game, which is fantastic to see as a coach.
Absolutely. Well, Craig, great catching up with you, and best of luck to Beverly Golf the rest of the way.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Again, I appreciate you having me.
All right. Take care. Craig Wiley, golf coach at Beverly High School here on MSONewsSports.com.